In fact, there has been much learning, much growing, and much grooming for self-mastery since we last met, yes? Indeed, you are all rising. You are all rising in your vibrational attunement. And this is your vibrational attunement to you, because in fact, that is what this exercise is all about. This is not attuning to the master that you would deem to be present and outside of you. You are attuning to the master consciousness within, in other words, to your own true vibration. And this has been a long time coming, yes? Because indeed, the world of samsara would have you believe that you are quite separate from yourself. And this is what you have been illustrating to yourself from the beginning of time. In other words, demonstrations of how you cannot trust yourself, how you cannot see yourself, feel yourself, intuit to your true nature, to your true awarenesses, beliefs, and alliances. What you are coming to at this time is a bit of the holy conclusion. You see, you have been watching the play. You have gone out for the peanuts, for the soda, or what have you, and you are ready to return to the second act. Now, that is what we mean about time speeding up, because those that have attend plays, as our channeler has quite often these days, she has noticed, by and large, that the second half is always a bit shorter than the first, you see? It is more of, you know, the storyline, you know, the cast, you know, the players, you know, the so-called problem. And now we are coming to a place of resolution, and it takes a shorter period of time. Now we bring this to your holy attention to afford you the awareness, the opportunity to speed things up. Now this is not a contest, and we don't mean to rush anyone or add any undue stress. But it is the revelation of the self to witness the repair, to witness the unfoldment, and to witness the true remembrance of self, because in truth, that is what is occurring. You are zippering up those seams that were left in fragments, that were left ripped, that were left with the tears. You are finding ways to realign that zipper and pull it in, you see? Because in truth, you are bringing to yourselves the recognition of your true self, you see? And that is what has been missing. That is what has been missing, and seemingly afar, for quite a long period of time, lifetimes, you may say. So be troubled not with each opportunity as it arises, because as you allow things to flow, as you trust the nature of things, and especially the nature of your own true essence, you will understand that in fact you are the one in charge of bringing these opportunities, these reflections of the false self for clear review, because in fact you are aligning with truth and you are bearing witness to the remembrance, in other words, another look-see at your patterns of dishonoring of the self, of denying the self, of not allowing true remembrance and love to be all pervasive. And so what you are doing in your realignment is you are re-questioning, you are bringing forth those places where you have been amiss in the past. Now, we speak this not from a place of judgment, but from a place of remembrance. Ah, yes, this is where I want to apply the wealth of the Christ consciousness, the wealth of the the wealth of the awareness that all is love. And as I permit myself to remain with me. You see, this is the gift that you are bestowing upon yourself, the witnessing, the remembering, the allowance to remain true to self regardless of what fear-based reality may be presenting itself, because that is the true reason of the puzzle. That is the true reason that ones have arrived at your doorstep. They are reminding you to check again, to find the place where you have not permitted love to exist, to douse the fire with the understanding that you are always one with spirit, you are always one with divinity, and you are always loved, you see, because it is only you that can deny yourself the love. There are many forms of it. You project these onto the characters in your dream world, you see, and it is a review. Now, as time is speeding up, as you would understand time to exist, you understand that the review is moving a bit quicker, a bit faster. As your vibratory field increases, well, then it is even that much so. Now, this is the good news, because you are streaming in the energies, the awarenesses, the higher self in truth, and this is helping you to get the job done at a clipper's pace. You are merging with the higher truths. Now, so as you align with this higher consciousness, it is remembering to hold yourself harmless, you see? Because it is the judgment of self that, in fact, creates the resistance to what it is you are experiencing. As you remain loyal, as you remain firm to permit yourself to love yourself fully, love yourself eloquently, with full permission, you see, then it is okay to allow whatever needs to surface. It is never a problem, because you are never in denial of the love of self. You are never in denial of allowing divinity to stand true. You see, you claim it for yourselves until you reach that place where there is the blemish. There is the remembrance or the reintroduction of old patterns where you have been in judgment of yourself. And then, well, you boot yourself out of the picture, you see? You deny yourself the Christ because you now have firm evidence of where you have wronged, you see? You use these external projections as reasons to kick yourself out of the kingdom. In truth, there is no one but you that has left yourself out in the cold. There is no one but you that has kept you astray. You are the ones who decide if you are worthy, you see? It is for you to claim your worthiness in all matters of the heart. When you afford yourself the right to remain true to your divinity, to remain true to the love of God, to the love of your higher self, to the love of Source, when you allow and permit and align with this vibration, well, then you have the totality, then you have the keys to the kingdom, and you allow all false images to present themselves. They become a no thing when they are not a bargaining chip for your admittance, for your acceptance into the kingdom. Understand? So as you allow these false images to be displayed one by one, and you choose to stand true to your holy self, you will find these images fading away, and you will find there will be no reason for their repetition. The only reason they appear to be repeating and recycling is because they are being brought forward for you to choose again. If you pay clear attention at this time, you will find there are some themes that are emerging in the characters, in the scenarios, in the energies as they present. They are reminding you of images of times long past where you denied yourself the keys to the kingdom, when in effect you locked yourself out. And so, in order to choose again, understand, you bring to yourself, you beckon those in your soul groups, those in your memory banks to return. Now, they come in many forms. They come in the form of the physical remembrance. They have arrived. They come in the form of the memories. They come in the forms of other situations, other players that that are willing to play the part of the mirage that you seek, because in fact, they are not a nuisance or problem at all. They are quite needed and quite necessary in order for you to fully release judgment toward self. Do you see? They are needed in order for you to stop the denying of your own admittance, your own acceptance into your wealth, into the kingdom of heaven, that in fact, you are the one that holds the keys to whether or not you will permit yourself allowance, entry. There are no gates that are closed to you at this time. Admission is free. It dwells with your own, It dwells with your own ability, your own willingness to totally pardon self, to see there not being a blemish on your record, to see the total love, acceptance, forgiveness. Because what you are doing, dear ones, is you are demonstrating entry into fifth dimensional reality, into the Christ consciousness. And you are doing this not only for your benefit, but to seal the fate of many others that are energetically witnessing your divine appointments. Because again, this is a mirage of separation. As you choose to recognize there is only one, that you are all gathered at one source, then you understand the power that you have when you serve the Christ. You understand the power that you have when you serve the atonement, because as you choose to pardon yourself, as you choose to reclaim your innocence, your divinity, in truth, you extend this invitation to all, because all will receive it, whether they are consciously aware of this receivership or not, they will energetically feel, they will feel the admittance of yet another master soul that has claimed their divinity. And it will remind them, it will give them the tools to do the same. So that is what you are up to. Some of you are having this quote unquote bad days. We assure you, as you open up to the grace, as you open up to God's love, to the love of your divinity, of your true self, of your higher self, you will recognize that it is not a bad day all, because what you are seeking is seeking you. Your awakening is now. As you learn to receive it, as you learn to open up to it, as you accept the hand of your own awakening team that is reaching out, presumably downward, as you reach upward. You may also think of it as going within the heart and accepting who is there, because in truth, it is your own divine self awaiting the recognition that you have never left. So at this time, we wish to gather together the masters of the One. You see, because as we are gathered together, you must recognize that your own master self is present. As you choose to own this, as you choose to recognize this, you will feel the quickening, you will feel the awakening within your own heart. Because in truth, this is what you are signaling to your lower self. You are signaling that it is time to awaken. It is time to have the courage to recognize your holy truth. We surround you with love as we extend our energetic resources, as you learn to recognize them as your own. In truth, there is no separation between us. This is the gift that you will and are continuing to receive. Sometimes you ignore this gift, and we allow this. Sometimes you recognize this gift, and you receive quite beautifully. Allow the process. There is a bit of the push and the pull. It is the natural order of things. You may say it's the rhythm of your soul. But no, your days in lower consciousness, shall we say, are truly numbered, because you are advancing steadily, steadily to your truth, to your oneness, to the all. So we invite the masters to gather. We have brought some friends with us today to enrich this meeting, to amplify the energetic resources that are available to each of you. As you receive, we ask you to remember you are aligning with your own source. There is great power in recognizing you are not receiving any source that is without you. You are simply granting yourself permission to recognize who you truly are. You are the awakening master in the consciousness in which you find yourself. And that consciousness is changing daily, minute by minute, second by second. So allow this, welcome this, accept this. And so let us begin to welcome you home. And so it is. Oh my goodness, did I lose everyone? Let us